Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a three-panel LED light bulb, now just $1.99. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle, only $3.99. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner, just $2.99. A 16-pack of Zest bar soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hi guys, it's Erin again, calling in yet another couple of experiences. This time I thought I would tell you about maybe two or three, if I have the time, different experiences that I've had and different things that like happened to me when I was growing up that kind of like made me a believer. The first one is I remember I was probably about 10 or 11 years old. And the power in our house went out while my parents and I were out to dinner. And my parents were like, okay, well, before we, you know, call a hotel and go inside to get stuff, let's give it time. Let's give the power company time to get our lights turned back on. And so we decided to go to Dairy Queen and get some ice cream. And while we were on our way back from Dairy Queen, we turned into our addition, and we passed a corner that was like a block or so away from where my house was. And there was this bright figure of light standing near, not underneath, but near a street lamp. And I remember wanting to point it out to my parents, but for whatever reason, like something stopped me. And as we passed this figure, it started to follow us. It started to follow our car. And when my parents slowed down to turn into the driveway, it stopped. Like, it started to slow down, and then it, like, completely disappeared while I was watching. And as soon as we got into the house, like, all of the, like, my dad had pulled out his cell phone and was using a flashlight to look up the number of a hotel nearby to see if they had any room for us. And as soon as he found the hotel and as soon as he started dialing, our lights turned back on. And from that point on, for a couple of years, actually, I developed insomnia at a relatively early age. I had no trouble staying asleep, but I had a lot of problems falling asleep. And every time that I would have problems falling asleep, I would close my eyes, like something would tell me to close my eyes, and I would see this bright flash of light, and instantly I would become completely relaxed and start to fall asleep. And I have no idea, like, why it started. I don't know who or what it could have been. And I most definitely, like, it stopped. Maybe around the time I graduated high school. I graduated high school when I was 17. So maybe around the time I was 16 or 17, it stopped. And I have absolutely no idea why. The next experience that I wanted to tell you about happened at near a place called Devil's Hollow. And there's urban legends about the spirit of a witch who lives back in the woods of Devil's Hollow. And sometimes people will go back there to try and provoke it. And it was me, my best friend, my boyfriend at the time, and one of my boyfriend's friends decided that we were going to go on a late night drive. And I say late night because I was working second shift at the time. So I didn't get off of work until 10, and I didn't get home from work until 10:30. So we didn't hit the road until probably like 11:30 midnight. And he wanted to go back into Devil's Hollow. And he had some firecrackers in the trunk of his car. And he decided he was going to try to piss off the witch by lighting firecrackers. And thankfully, nothing happened. It was just really loud. And I was actually really unnerved, like hoping and praying that nothing would happen, that she wouldn't come after us. And my best friend was even like, you know, we shouldn't be provoking the witch. Like, there is something back here. We shouldn't be provoking it like this. And the boys were just like, nah, screw that. And we were on our way back into town. And we had to cross over this bridge. And I've never been a person that's afraid of bridges. I love bridges, actually. I remember going over the Mackinac Bridge when I was like 8 or 9 and just taking a whole bunch of pictures with my little disposable camera. And, you know, I wasn't afraid in the least. And I've gone over bridges since then with no problem. But as we got closer to this bridge, I started to feel very anxious and dread, like just in the pit of my stomach, there was dread and fear. And like, I even remember going, babe, is there a way that we can go around this bridge? Because I don't want to cross a bridge. I don't want to cross this bridge right now. And he was like, no, this is the only way back into town. So, as we get closer to this bridge, I get more and more anxious and more fearful. And I have no idea why. And by the time that we actually crossed the bridge, by the time we actually hit the bridge itself, I can't, like, my eyes are closed, and I'm clenching onto my best friend as tightly as I can, and I can't breathe. And there's just, like, there was so much sadness, so much anger and fear as we were crossing the bridge that I couldn't take it. I don't know what it was. It's maybe the witch did find us and she was just trying to let us know that she was angry. I don't know what it was. And my best friend, I told her about it later and she was like, no, I didn't feel anything. So I think it was just me that was affected by it because like my boyfriend, he didn't believe in, he was very skeptical. He didn't believe in any of that kind of stuff. That's why he was like, yeah, whatever. When we said, or when my best friend said we shouldn't be trying to make the witch angry. And the final experience that I wanted to tell you about is sorry about that. I had a timer going for work. I'm a housekeeper. That's what I was about to say. I have a set amount of time that I'm supposed to be in and out of a room. And so I set a timer to help me work against the clock basically. But, I was going into a room and I walk over to the bed, start stripping the sheets and the blankets off of it. And I noticed that there's a ring around the bed. And initially, I thought it was a circle of salt. And my immediate reaction is, ah, shit. Because I thought it was a salt circle. It actually turned out to be an improvised salt circle with, like, Gold Bond body powder. And he had it all the way around the bed. Like, he had pulled the mattress out to put it back behind the mattress as well. And he had left a Bible sitting out on the nightstand. And, you know, I know that people that check into the hotel, sometimes, you know, they do read the Bible because they enjoy reading the Bible. Or, you know, it's not just because you may or may not have summoned a demon. So I'm going about my business in the room, and the entire time I'm in there, I feel like this kind of, like, what are you doing here type of presence. And before I can leave each day, a member of management has to go through the rooms that I cleaned that day and sign off that they were done and that they were done correctly, and I make any corrections or fix anything that I might have missed while I was in there the first time. And when I came back in, I felt that exact same, like, what are you doing type of presence. And in my head, I said, you know, we're only going to be in here for about 5 minutes. We're just trying to do our job. Please let us work. And it still felt like I don't like you here, but it kind of let up. And even, like, it happened maybe about a month ago. And even now, when I go into that room, I always feel like bristling, almost like when you get too close to a stray dog that doesn't know people or doesn't like people type of thing. And I always in my mind say, you know, I'm only going to be in here for a few minutes. I'm just trying to do my job. Please let me do my job. And it still seems very weary, but not so like trying to push me out of the room. And the last time that I was in there, I like to snap my pillowcases open, and it makes a really loud, like, almost like a whip cracking type of sound. And it just, you know, gets the pillowcases open that much quicker, so that's why I do it. And I picked up a pillowcase, and I snapped it open, and I hear this voice say, please don't do that. And I said, okay. And the other two pillowcases, you know, I just opened them up as gently as I could, and I went to make the bed, and usually what I would do is I put the sheet, put the flat sheet on, put the blanket on, fold down the blanket, and then fold down the flat sheet. And that's what I started doing, and I hear another voice say, I don't like it like that. So I took the blanket off, and I folded the flat sheet down, and then I put the blanket back on, and I folded the blanket down. And I heard the same voice say, that's better, thank you. And as I was leaving, I said, you know, thank you for your patience. And I'm going to have to come back later. But once again, I'm just doing my job. Please let me do my job. And it seems to actually be okay with me in there because I'm very respectful of it. Because I say, you know, I'm just trying to work. Please let me do my job. I will leave you alone as soon as I possibly can. I'm actually kind of surprised I didn't get cut off. Those were the experiences that I wanted to tell you guys about, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And I really hope to hear this on the air, because that's what I've been waiting for, to hear one of my many stories that I sent in to you guys on the air. I hope you guys have a great day, and I will be in EPP as soon as I possibly can, but financially it's just not possible for me to spend that extra money right now, which makes me very sad, but I will be subscribing to that as soon as I can. All right. Bye, guys.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved, similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.